How much do you reckon you pick up vibes from the audience? I mean, you said, you know, if you have a deadpan audience, but is there something more subtle going on? Sometimes?
I'm sure there is.
All right, okay.
Sure, it's intuitively so.
Yeah.
Try and respond and please.
I think it's actually just responding to what's actually happening. And,
I can see a mask going by.
So the fact that we've got lots of people, I suppose, but I reckon the surroundings
always
really
influence.
Stunning. Huge. I mean, this is amazing. Surroundings.
Oh, the otter in the tree now, see it.
Yes.
I'm looking out the window.
You can see this mask floating by.
Sometimes the truth is also that if you just love performing with the people that you're performing with, it doesn't really give a toss. You know, it doesn't matter who you're performing with.
But
because you're just
about
because you love
the view.
Did your small children sort of feel that you had something in you, like this, or?
Oh, it's a
silly
question.
From 5 years old, or I would always sing songs. Mm-hmm. So my sister too.
Yep. Yeah.
So my sister used to run around in circles all day singing nursery rhymes, and I used to walk along brick walls along the
Me
beach,
too.
Etc. Yeah. Singing for hours.
Mm-hmm. I pretend I was a rock star on.
Yeah, I used to pretend I was Shirley Temple.
I still see when I'm walking my dog, and sometimes I turn around on the beach and think, God, it's snowing around. Right.
I never worry about that. I don't care who is listening.
Well, I was forced into Rosie Children's Choir as a child, and piano lessons. And can I play basketball at school? No, you've got to go to Greek lessons and piano lessons and choir. And interestingly, even though I was very resentful, it stuck.
Got it.
Separate.
Watch this woman.